Today's daf is Tmuha Daf Hey. We're going to start at the very top, although we'll just review very briefly what we saw at the end of yesterday's daf. Very fascinating machloket Abaye Rava about whether if you do something that's prohibited, again, disregarding killing someone or, you know, where there's an actual effect, but if we want to know if there's a halachic effect on what you do, like whether it's a kiddushin or whether it's truma, you do something in a forbidden manner, is it effective or not? So we have Abaye who says it obviously works, because if it doesn't work, why would you get lashes for it? Right? You wouldn't get lashes for something that you don't actually do. Right? If you separate truma in the incorrect manner and you didn't really, it wasn't effective, so you didn't really do anything wrong, so you can't really get lashes on it. Rava says, what do you mean? You did a bad, you did an incorrect act. You went against what God said or what the Torah said. And therefore, of course, you're going to get lashes for it. And therefore, Rava says, you actually, it doesn't cause any sort of effect. It doesn't have effect at all. So now we're going to start today, I'm not going to finish today, 14 questions against Rava or Abaye. You can see I charted it all out. It's going to be a very clear structure. There's going to be a Tana'itic source they're going to bring. They're going to raise the question. Then they're going to say, who's it a question against? So you can see, if you just look at the chart, Rava, Abaye, Rava, Abaye, Abaye, Rava. There's no real order. Abaye, Abaye, Rava, Rava, Rava. Okay, there's no real order about how. It's a good question. The truth is, there is an order, I should say, because it's topical. Kind of moves from topic to topic. So maybe that's why they switch back Abaye, Rava. First it's going to be with the rapist. Then they're going to talk about some truma cases. Then they're going to get to Cherem. Then Tmura. Then Bechor, which always goes with Maser. And then they're in the then something else about truma, a little different than before, and then we'll get to a few other topics. So I guess it's sort of topical, and that's why it switches back and forth. Then they're going to each give an answer, which the answer is going to basically be that case is unique because of a particular pasuk. So then here in the chart, I put each time the pasuk, and then what's going to be left is to explain. Well, if they say that that pasuk is coming to say this is an exception to the rule, what is the person who disagrees with them going to say about that pasuk? What's the purpose of that pasuk? That's going to be our basic structure for today, with some minor variations here and there, but for the most part, that's it. Okay, Meitive, first question. Ones shegeresh, we saw this yesterday, a rapist who divorces his wife, he's supposed to stay married to her forever. If he divorces her, im Yisrael, if he's Yisrael, what does he do? Machzir ve'eino loke. He has to return her back, and he doesn't get lashes. V'iyamart kevanda, what?
Return her back, meaning remarry
her. Oh, remarry her.
Okay,
yeah, you're just translating machzir. Yes, it means remarry her, thank you. And you don't get lashes. V'iyamart kevanda avar amemra derachmana lake. If you say, since you went against something the Torah says, you get lashes no matter what, whether it's effective or whether it's not, ha nami loke. In this case, you should get lashes. Because Rava says, look, he went against something, shekatu b'torah. It doesn't matter that it wasn't effective. So what do you see here? Tiyuvta de Rava. So it's a question against Rava. So now we're going to say, Amar lecha, shane hatam damakra, kol yamav ba'amo v'hechzer. Okay, so now we're going to say the reason why is because it says kol yamav, he has to basically bring her back. Okay, but theoretically, you could say, theoretically, the question is, if he divorces her, according to Rava, the divorce shouldn't be effective. So why does he have to remarry her? Right? So now we're going to say, if you say, they're basically saying is, the divorce isn't effective because you have to remarry her. So that shows that you can't really divorce her. If you do, it's not really effective because you have to remarry her. It's a little tricky because theoretically, if it wasn't effective, then you wouldn't even have to remarry her. It wouldn't even be a good gerushin. But I think what they're saying is that since you have to remarry her, it's basically saying it's ineffective. And yet, you don't get lashes, and that's the question. So now what do they say? Shanei hatam, damar kra. The reason is because the pasuk says, kol yamav, meaning really, the divorce, right, you basically have to, you're constantly commanded to return her, okay, to remarry her. And because of that, the isur, why don't you get lashes? Because it's Lo yuchal shachak kol yamav. That means, how do you read that? You can read it in two ways. You can't ever divorce her, or you can't stay divorced to her all of your life. Which means that you're not actually going against what God says until, so really the day you die and you're not married to her, right? In other words, you have your whole life to basically fix that, and that's why you're not going to get lashes for it. So now, what does Abaye do with that pasuk? Amar lecha, ula Abaye, what is Abaye going to say? Ilav d'amar rachmana kol yamav. If the Torah didn't say kol yamav and just said lo yuchal shalcha, hava amina isuruhu da'aved le, it's forbidden, right? But remember, what does Abaye generally say? If you do it, it's effective. So let's say you're not allowed to divorce her. What would you say according to Abaye? If it didn't say kol yamav, it would just say lo yuchal shalcha. You can't divorce her. What if you divorced her? Okay, you divorced her. You did something wrong, you'll get punished. But what doesn't it infer? That ibai lahader, ibai lo lahader. If you want to remarry her, you can. If you don't, you don't have to. Kamash malan, lo yuchal shachah kol yamav is coming to say, you have to remarry her. Okay, so Abaye is saying, that's what it comes to teach you. Otherwise, you wouldn't have necessarily known that you have to remarry her. And therefore, it's not coming to say it's an exception. It's just coming to say that you have to remarry her. Lishna achrina. Okay, this one question is going to have two variations. Okay, they're going to say, some people say that actually the source was brought for the opposite reason, to contradict Abaye. So by this case in particular is a little confusing because it could be read in both ways. Meitive. Onis shegiresh, a rapist who divorces, im Yisrael hu machzir ve'ino loke. Right? If he's a Yisrael, he remarries her and doesn't get lashes. Vim kohen hu loke ve'ino machzir. And if he's a kohen, then since he's not allowed to remarry his divorced wife, he gets lashes and doesn't remarry her. Katane, but anyway, let's go back to the main point. Im Yisrael hu machzir. If it's Yisrael, he's machzir, which basically means what? According to this interpretation, it means it wasn't effective. Okay? So, tiyuv tada Abaye, this is going to contradict Abaye. Because Abaye says, if you do something wrong, it's effective. Right? You could argue with this, because obviously you could, because this was brought in two different ways. So, what do they answer? Shane hatam derachmana amar kol yamav. Kol yamav bambo bechzer. It's the same answer, right? But it's used to the reverse. In this case, the Torah says, kol yamav, you have to remarry her. Okay? But only in this case is it not so effective to the extent that you have to remarry her, but otherwise it really would be effective. In other words, in other cases, it is effective. So this is an exception. The Rava, what's Rava going to say about kol yamav? Ilo katav rachmana kol yamav, hava amina lilke velihader, to hava leilav greda. If it would have said lo yuchal shacha, that would have been a standard lotase, which would mean what? Standard lotase, you get lashes. But ahachiktiv, that's why it says kol yamav. What does he view kol yamav? Lo yuchal shacha kol yamav. Kol yamav is actually viewed in this answer as an ase. It's a commandment. Remarry her. So now, once you have, you can't divorce her, remarry her. What does that mean? It's a lav hanitak lase. Okay, so l'shavya le'ones le'lotase le'ones. So one who rapes is like a lotase shenitak lase de'en lo kina lav. He's not going to get lashes for it if he divorces her because there's an ase there. And that's what he uses it for. Okay, so again, that source could have been brought in two different ways to question either Rebbe or Abaye. The answer was really the same. Lo yuchal shacha kol yamav means you can't, you know, every day you're commanded or till the end of your life, you have to remarry her. Okay, we get each one interpreted a little bit differently, right? Rava was, you're not actually over on the low tase until such time as your life is over. Okay, and that's why you don't get lashed, and Abaye understood it differently. Okay, next case. V'hare toreim min hara'a al hayafa. If you take, we talked about this yesterday, a lot of these cases are good review for things we learned either mamash recently or in Erchin. It's forbidden to take your bad fruits and say, oh, I'll give those to the Kohen as my truma instead of my nice fruits. I'll keep my nice fruits to myself. I'll take the bad fruits and give it to the Kohen. You're not allowed to do that. Okay, so. Hare toreim min hara'a al hayafa. Derachmana amar. How do we learn this from the pasuk? The pasuk says, mikol chelbo. Okay, let's read the whole pasuk. Mikol matnotechem tarimu et kol trumat Hashem. Mikol chelbo et mikdash mimenu. Chelbo is considered the best. Okay, so that means you have to take it from the best. Chelbo in, the best, yes. Geru in lo, not from your bad fruits. utnan, and the Mishnah says, ein tormin min ha-ra'a le-yafa. Okay, you're not allowed to do this. Now here, what are we going to see? Is it effective or not, right? Now we'll see, does it contradict Abaye or Rava? Remember, Rava says it's not effective. Abaye says it's effective. Im taram, if he did it anyway, let's say you take your bad fruits and you give it to the Kohen, trumato truma, your truma is effective. Right? There's all sorts of relevance. But what's the relevance? Does it have sanctity to it? Right? Let's say we misuse it, you have to burn it, all sorts of things. Yes, it's effective. It's considered truma. So alma mahane. Therefore, it does work. We're going to see this word mahane over and over. Either we're going to say mahane or lo mahane. Obviously, this works. It's effective. Tiyuvta derava, who says if you do something wrong, right, you go against what it says in the Torah, it's not effective. So, amar lecha rava, what will Rava answer? Shane hatam, again, each time we're going to say the same thing. It's unique. Why? Ki rabi ila. As Rabbi Ila says, de amar rabi ila, minayin letore min ara ala yafa shetrumato truma, shenemar, it says, and you won't have a sin upon you when you take the best of your produce. Okay? So, im eino kadosh, if a truma is not effective, nisiut chet lama, then you wouldn't have a sin upon you. Okay? If you basically did nothing, then you shouldn't have a sin upon you. So, mikan, from the fact that it says, v'lo tesu alav chet, means that it's effective. So again, special limud, in this case, it works, even though normally it wouldn't. Mikan, from here, one can say, this is what Rabbi Ila says, l'toreh min ara'a layafa shetrumato truma. So basically, Rava says, or Rava would say, he's not here to say, right? This is the Gemara later, bringing all these questions and answering them. So, Rava would say, like Rabbi Ila, that there's a special pasuk that teaches it. Now, what's left? Well, we have to explain, according to Abaye, what's this lotus u'alav chet? According to Abaye, of course we know it's effective. You don't need a pasuk to teach you that. Every time you do something against it says in the Torah, it's effective. Ulabaye, ilav da'am rachmana, if rachmana didn't say the verse, v'lotus u'alav chet, hava amina, what would I have thought? Hachiyam rachmana. And you can see why one would say this. Okay, before I even read this, I want to ask you a question to think about this. If you were to take your bad fruits and mafresh them on your good fruits, what do you think about that, Avira? Is that super serious or not so serious, right? It sounds like it's a mitzvah min amufchar, right? Hachiyam rachmana, avid mitzvah min amufchar, better to do your truma in the nicest way and take from your nicer fruits. But if you take from your less nice fruits, maybe it's still effective, it's just bidyevet, right? So you might have thought, if it didn't say v'lo tesu alav chet, it could have just said, it says you should take your best. Just means that's the ideal. The ilo avid, chote lo mikre. But if he doesn't do it, he's not going to be called a chote. He just didn't do the mitzvah in the best manner. Kamash malan. Therefore, the lotus u'alav chet comes according to Abaye to say, no, it's actually forbidden. Okay. Next case. Now we're moving from truma ra'a la tova to another case of truma. What else do we know about truma? You can't be mafresh from your lemons on your oranges, right? Each fruit is judged separate, you know, it has its own thing for truma ma'aser. That's called mimin al she'eno mino. V'harei mimin al she'eno mino, da'amar rachmana, kochelev yitzar, okay, you have to read the whole pasuk, I also brought it here for you, kochelev yitzar v'chochelev tirosh v'dagan, reshitam she'yinula l'chanetatim. Sorry, she'yinula Hashem l'chanetatim. I think that's the pasuk, right? It must be. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so now, what does this mean? So it says kochelev, the best of your yitzar, your olives. The kochelev, and the best of your tirosh bedagan, your grapes and your grains. Okay. Now, and the first of those that you give to Hashem are given to you, meaning they're given to the Kohen. So now, what's weird about this pasuk? We have two references of chelev and three subjects, yitzar, tirosh, dagan. If you wanted to say, what they're going to say is chelev, the fact that chelev is repeated means min al she'eno mino, you have to do each one separately. But then it should have said, ko chelev yitzar, ko chelev tirosh, ko chelev dagan. So, here it goes. Barei mimin al she'eno mino, da'amar rachmana, ko chelev yitzar, liten chelev leze, v'chelev leze. Meaning, you have to take the best of this one, and you have to take the best of that one. Utnan, as it says in the Mishnah, ein tormi mimin al she'eno mino. You can't take from your olives to your grapes. Ve'im taram, and if you did, ein trumato truma. It's not effective. Ah, what do you see in this one? Alma lo mahane. This is going to be a tiyuvta da'abaye. This time we say, this source says, it's not effective. And therefore it seems to contradict Abaye, who says if you do something wrong, it's effective. Amar lacha Abaye. Shane hatam damar kra reshitam. Reshit leze v'reshit leze. Because right after it says the chel of this, chel of that, it says reshitam, the first of each. It means in this case, you have to do the first of each. If you don't do the first of each, it's not effective. Okay, that's his drasha. V'chein amar Rabbi Ila, this time he quotes Rabbi Ila, or those who answer according to Abaye quote Rabbi Ila, who also says darshan's reshit. Okay, this reshitam. Ula Rava. So now, what are we left with? What does Rava do with this word reshitam? Because according to him, it shouldn't work. If you do mimin she'eno mino, you don't need a special pasuk to teach you that, because nothing works. Ilav da amar rachma. I shouldn't say nothing, because he had all these exceptions, but theoretically, nothing works unless proven otherwise. Ilav da amar rachma na reshit hava mina. What would I have thought? Tirosh v'yishar dechtiv behu chelev chelev de'ein tormimizel zeh. Right? By Yitar, it says Chelev. By Tirosh, it says Chelev. So what would you assume? Okay, so Yitar, you can't do on Tirosh, and Tirosh, you can't do on Yitar. But, Aval Tirosh v'Dagan, that are mentioned right next to each other, or, theoretically, Dagan v'Dagan, as I said, like lemons and oranges, which would be in the same theoretical category, but not the same type, like different types of wheat, let's say barley on wheat, Dechad chelev ktiv behu. There's only one reference of the word chelev. Kitarim mehai ahai lo laki. Maybe you would think if you're toreim from one to the other, you wouldn't be over on this lotase. You wouldn't get malkot. Katav rachmana reshit. Reshit is coming to say liten chelev leze the chelev leze. Okay. So therefore, you would think it comes to say chelev mizeh bechelev mizeh. Right. It comes the reshitam comes to say the first of each. Even though there's no chelev by Dagan, it's considered its own separate entity also for this. Here there's a lishna achrina within the answer. Instead of saying tirosh v'dagan and dagan v'dagan, this one says, and it doesn't talk about malkot, it just says here, ha tirosh v'dagan dechad chelev ktiv behu tarim mehai ahai. You might have thought you're allowed to be mafrish from Dagan onto tirosh or from tirosh onto Dagan. Again, katav rachmana reshit. Okay, it's just another version of the answer. Of Rava to how he would explain that pasuk. Next case. Barech haramim. Remember, you give your cherem to the kohen. Now we're going to have a bunch of cases. A bunch of them have the same theme about not being redeeming something. You're not allowed to redeem. The question is, there's certain cases where you can't redeem items. It says, lo yipadeh. If you remember, we said the cherem goes to the kohen. If I say this is cherem, if it goes to the bet kabayat, I can redeem it. If it goes to the kohen, then I can't redeem it because it's, why? It basically belongs to the Kohen. Okay? So now, what if you did redeem it? Right? So, Harei Charamim, Da'am Rachmana, Lo Yimacher, V'lo Yigael. You can't sell them and you can't redeem them. Bitnan, and it says in the Mishnah, Chermei Kohanim, there's a bit of a different girsa here, Ein Lahem Pidyon, it's not Podim Otam, Ein Lahem Pidyon, Ela Notnim LaKohen. You can't redeem them, you give them to the Kohen. Alma, therefore, what's the obvious? Lo mahane. If you give them to the Kohen, then even if you were to redeem them, they don't belong to you anymore, you can't do it. It's not effective. So what do you say? Tiyuvta Dabai, who says, if you do something against what it says in the Torah, it says lo yipadeh, and you did it anyway, it should be effective. Amar lecha, Abaye will answer you. Shane hatam d'amar rachmana. There's a special pasuk. What does it say? You can look at the whole pasuk. I quoted it here. Ach kol cherem in the chart. Lo yimacher, I skip some words. Lo yimacher v'lo yigael, kol cherem kodesh kodashim hu la'ashem. Now what's the key word here? Kodesh kodashim hu. It is kodesh kodashim. What does that mean? Behavayato yehe. Hu means it stays that way. No matter what you do to it, it's always going to be kadosh, meaning even if you redeem it, the redemption's not valid. So again, exception to the rule according to Abaye. Ula Rava, so now what's Rava going to do with that who? According to him, he doesn't need it to darshan that. Obviously, it's not effective. So, hai hu, limi'ute bechor. It comes to exclude bechor from the laws of, we'll see in a minute, of mechira. Okay, because remember it said, lo yimacher v'lo yigael. Cherem can't be sold, but bechor can actually be sold. D'tanya, as it says in a Braita, B'bechor ne'emar lo tipadeh. Okay, you're not allowed to redeem the bechor. Remember what happens to the bechor if it gets a mum? You still can't redeem it. Right? Normally an animal gets a mum that designates a korban. You can leave it to graze, right, till it gets a mum. Remember all those cases? Once it gets a mum, what are you allowed to do? You're allowed to redeem it. Bechor, right, remember, it's a firstborn. You're supposed to give it to the Kohen. He's supposed to sacrifice it. If it gets a mum, you still give it to the Kohen, but the Kohen can slaughter it whenever he wants. He doesn't have to sacrifice it. But what does it say here? Lo tipadet. You can't redeem the sanctity of the Bechor. But nimkaru, but it can be sold. Okay, so Rashi says, im nafal b'mum, there's a bit of a debate about this, which case can you sell it? Rashi says it's only if it has a mum, you can sell it to a Kohen, b'torah b'chor. Okay, so it is allowed to be sold. So therefore, the who comes to say, this can be sold, but not, I'm sorry, this can't be sold, the cherem, once you give it to the Kohen, right? In other words, it has to go to the Kohen, and it's not allowed to be sold, but b'chor, if it gets a mum, you can actually sell it. And that's why it says, who it, this case, not some other case. Okay, but let's just continue in the Braita. B'maser ne'emar lo yiga'el ve'eino nimkar. Maser behema, even though it's often compared to b'chor, it's a little bit different because you can't redeem it and you can't sell it. Lo chai ve'lo shachut, not when it's alive, not once it's slaughtered. Ve'lo tam ve'lo balmum. Not when it's a tam and not when it's a balmum, it can't be sold at all. Vare tmura. Okay, next case, tmura. Oh, that's a good example, because we know about tmura. You're not allowed to do it, but if you do it, it's effective. Ta'amarachmana lo yachlifenu v'lo yamiroto. Vitana, and it says in the Braita, lo shadam rashay lamir, it's not like you're allowed to do it. Ela she'im himir mumar v'sofeget harba'im. But if you did do it, it's effective, and you get lashes. Alma mahane, therefore it seems like it's effective, or is effective. Tiyuv to derava, this contradicts Rava, who says if you do something wrong, it's not effective. Amar lecha, he says, what do you mean? This is obvious. Shaneha tam damakra, bahayahu tmorato yeh kodesh. The pasuk explicitly tells you this. Now, here's a good proof. The pasuk wouldn't need to explicitly tell you that it and its tmura will be kodesh if it was obvious. So now we have to explain according to Abaye. Right, so again, according to Rava, it's an exception to the rule. According to Abaye, why does it say Bahayahu Tmurato Yeh Kodesh if it would be effective anyway? So here it's also a pretty obvious answer. Ilav Da'amurachman Abayahu Utmurato, if it didn't say it and its substitute will be sanctified, Havamina Tetse Zovitikanech Zo. Remember, Tmura is you have two animals, and what are you trying to do? You want to take the sanctity and put it on the other. If it's really effective, well, then the sanctity will be off of the first and onto the second. The pasuk is coming to teach you not that the tmura will be kodesh, that's obvious, hayahu kodesh, okay? That it, the original animal will still stay with its sanctity. So that's how Abaye understands that pasuk. Okay, next case. Bahare bechor, dama rachmana loti padeh. Okay, so bechor, now we're going back to the pidyon cases. By bechor, it says you can't redeem it. Utnan. Says about generally animals you designate for sacrifices. Yesh lahem pidyon, you can actually redeem them, again, under particular circumstances, once it gets a mum, etc., and depending on which korban. Ulit moro tehen pidyon, and substitutions for animal sacrifices can also be redeemed. Remember, they're sanctified, but you can actually redeem them. Chutz min habachor umin amaser, except for bechor amaser. So now we're going to focus on bechor. So what does that show? Bechor can't be redeemed. Alma lo mahani. What does it mean it can't be redeemed? It's telling you if you redeem it, it's ineffective. So here, tiyuv to da baye. Question on a baye. Shouldn't it be effective? Amar lacha, shane hatam. There it's unique. Da amar kra, hein. Okay, you have to look at the pasuk. Okay, I quoted here. Im bechor shor, o bechor, so, o bechor kesef, I think it is, or forget now. No, that's, yeah. Etc. Lo tipade kodesh hem. So what does that mean? You can't redeem them? Because these are kodesh. Now, hem comes to say, behavayatan yehu, they stay always kodesh. Okay. Just like we had who was behavayatan, here we have hem behavayatan. Okay, now what's Rava going to do with hem? And here we're going to have the first kind of digression from the path, because as soon as he says this, we're going to question. We're going to have a whole question, and then we're going to eventually get to, actually, we're going to reject this answer and give a different answer. That's why, if you see, I put number one and number two. Really, number one is going to get crossed out. But right now, we're going to say, what does this haim come for? to teach you hein krevin ve'ein tmuratan krevin. Hein is to teach you that bechor, okay, tmura, we didn't really talk about this so much recently, but talked about it in the past. Tmura, if you say the animal's a tmura, that animal also gets sacrificed. But in a bechor, you don't sacrifice the animal, okay? The tmura doesn't get sanctified, so therefore it's coming to teach you the bechor gets sacrificed. Sorry, not sanctified, sacrificed. The bechor gets sacrificed, but its tmura doesn't. Haim is haim and not anyone else. Haim is not b'havayatan yehei. They're always in the same status. No, haim, them and not something else. What would be something else? Their tmura doesn't get sacrificed. Okay, so now we're going to question, and for here I put a whole the back and forth at the bottom underneath the chart. So that's what Rava says. The pasuk haim is coming to teach haim krivim bein tmuratam krivim. What's going to be the problem now? Where does Abaye learn this from? If he learns it from the Rava learns it from the haim pasuk, haim and not, then Abaye uses haim for b'havayatan yehei, and therefore we're stuck with, where's Abaye going to learn haim krivim bein tmuratam krivim? Ulabaye hai svara menale, where does he get this from? Im shor im se lahashem hu. Okay, this is, if it's a shor, if it's a se, it goes lahashem. What does that mean? Lahashem kariv, in other words, hu lahashem kariv, but ain't tmurato kreva. Saying it goes to Hashem, but not its tmura. So he learns it from a different pasuk entirely. Okay, well, once we have that he learns it from a different pasuk, what are we going to say? Well, then shouldn't Rava learn that halacha from that pasuk? The Rava. Forget what we said, that he learns Hein Krevim Vein Tmuratan Krevim from Kodesh Hein. No, really, he learns it from the pasuk we just said Abaye learns it from. Which means now we're back to square one. What is Rava going to learn from that pasuk? Lo Tipadeh Kodesh Hein. Okay, or Lo Tipadeh, actually, I didn't check the Nikud on it. But Kodesh Hein. So now, what's he going to learn from Hein? Ela Hein Lamali. So, we're now going to try option number two. Limed al bechor umaser shenitarev damam bekol haolin shekrivim lagabei mizbeach. It's to teach you that if you have, when you sacrifice the bechor and the maser, they're both animals that we sacrifice, again, unless they have a mum, when you bring them to the Beit HaMikdash and you sacrifice them, part of the sacrificial procedure is taking the blood and putting it on the mizbeach. What if the blood gets mixed up with other bloods that are supposed to go on the mizbeach? Are you, now, at this point, you're stuck. Right? Either we say you can't use it, or we say you can use it. So they tell you, in fact, you can use the blood, meaning we don't say it got mixed up and it's going to cancel out the other blood. It's going to get mixed up right in a tarovet and we're going to go by the rove. You might have thought that. But no, it's krevin al gabei hamizbeach. Kodesh hei means they remain in their sanctity even in a mixture. Okay? Which basically means, in other words, and we've learned this halacha before, although we didn't learn it from here. You'll see in a minute where we learned it from. I'm sure you'll remember because it's... I hope you'll remember. What it means is that when you have bloods that mix together, things are supposed to go on the mizbeach. They're so important. Remember, there's all these dinanim of bitul. If something's really important, it doesn't get canceled in a mixture. So because it's of its importance, it doesn't get canceled. So you take the whole mixture, you put it on the mizbeach, all the blood, and it takes care of whatever korbanot are mixed up in there. Okay. So Rava learns that from Haim. That's what Haim comes to teach you. So now the obvious question is, where does Abaye learn that from? Because he obviously agrees with that. Abaye, hai svara menale. From Yom HaKippurim, maybe you'll remember now. Mi vilakach midam hapar umidam ha-se'ir. Right? You take, the Kohen takes the blood from, right? He's got a whole procedure of what he does with all the bloods. He has the par, he has the se'ir, right? The par chatat that he brings and the se'ir la-Hashem. And what does he do? He mixes the blood and then he puts the blood on the corners of the mizbech. Now, what does it say? It's called midam hapar umidam ha-se'ir, even though it's combined. Now, when you combine blood from par, the ox, or the bull, and blood from the se'ir, the goat, which is more, the par obviously has a lot more blood than a se'ir. Se'ir is very small, par is very big. So obviously the dam par would have canceled out the dam se'ir. So, halo dam hapar merube mishal se'ir. Mikan, so from here, the fact that they call it dam par and dam se'ir, le'olim, from here we learn anything that goes in the mizbeach, she'ein mevatlin zeh. You see, it's still called dam se'ir, even though you've mixed it together. D'tanya. How do we know this? Because it says in a Braita. We're now going to see, and you might remember that part. I don't know if you remember this part, but it's a machloket tana'im, whether they actually mix the blood or whether the kohen took each of the blood separately. Okay? So it says in a Braita, V'lakach midam ha'par midam ha'se'ir, sheyehu me'uravim divrei Rabbi Yoshia. Rabbi Yoshia said he mixed them together. When it says v'lakach from the blood there and from the blood there, it meant he combined them together, and yet they're still called dam par and dam se'ir. The dam par doesn't cancel out the dam se'ir. From here we learn the halacha, and that's where Abaye gets this halacha from. Now the obvious question is, why doesn't Rava learn it from there? Rava hatam mizeh b'fnei atzmo mizeh b'fnei atzmo. Or maybe it's mazeh b'fnei atzmo. No, it's mizeh. He takes from here by itself, and he takes from there by itself, and then sprinkles it. V'savar lake Rabbi Yonatan. Okay, he holds against Rabbi Yoshia, like Rabbi Yonatan, that they didn't actually combine them. If you didn't combine them, well, then obviously we can't learn this halacha from here. And that's how we finally end this, which is that Abaye learns that halacha from Lakach Midam Par Midam Seir. Rabbi learns it from the Haim, and that's what he uses the Haim for. Abaye used the Haim to say, Haim Bahavayatan, they don't change their status, and that's why even if you redeem them against what it says in the Torah, it won't be effective. Okay, next case. Barei Maaser, this is also a bit unique because you can see already from the chart, it doesn't have the last part, what do they do with the pasuk, because there really is no pasuk. Because what did we do? The previous one was about Bechor. Now we're going to have Maaser. If you remember, Maaser, Behemah, and Bechor often get compared. We're just going to compare it to Bechor, and therefore it's learned out from Bechor, and therefore the whole rest of it, just for, you know, you don't need it anymore because there is no unique pasuk by Maaser. Barei Maaser, Da'amar Rachmana lo Yigael, Utnan, Yesh Lahem Pidyon, Ulit Murotehen, Chutz min ha-bachor min ha-maser. It's the exact same source we brought before. Now we're just focusing on the maser aspect. Alma, by maser, what do you see here? Lo mahane. It doesn't have pidyon, you can't redeem it. Teyuv teda Abaye, you see it's not effective, even though Abaye says it should be. Amar lecha, shanei hatam. This is different. Teyalef avara avara mi bachor. It says, kol asher ya'avor tachad ha-shevet by maser behema. It says, v'ha'avarta kol petarechem by bachor. Therefore, Xera Shava, from Maaser to Bechor. So basically, look back up at Bechor. Oh, Bechor was learned out from Haim. Oh, what does Rava do with that? Oh, Rava does it, and that was that whole deal. And what is exactly did he do with the Haim? Okay. Next case. Hare Gdima Truma LeBikurim. This is what we just learned yesterday. If you take Truma before the Bikurim, Da'amar Rahmana Meleat Chavadim Achalo Ta'acher, it's Asur. Utnan, and it says in the Mishnah, Hamakdim apa pishu belotase mashasa sui. If you do it, it's effective. Right? Tiyuvta, it doesn't say this, but tiyuvta derava, obviously. Okay? Because it looks like it works. Amar lacharava shanehatam damakra mikol. Okay, it's actually not masrotechem tarimu, it's actually mikol matnotechem tarimu. Okay? So therefore it says, Mikol matnotechem tarimu. If you remember, we learned that pasuk to teach you yesterday, that even if you already did it, you continue to take the things that you didn't take out of order, right? This is the lavani taklase. It was the ase that corrects it, meaning it obviously is effective, because now you just continue to do what you messed up before, but you don't change, right? You don't start from the beginning. Ula baye mibayle. So now what's Abaye doing with this pasuk? Mikol matnotechem tarimu. Okay, you need some background before we start reading. If a Levi, okay, there's an order, right? You give to the Kohen Truma Gedola, then you give the Levi Maaser. The Levi has to take, so if a Levi generally gets it after Truma Gedola was taken. But what if the Levi takes his Maaser before you were even mitchayev b'Truma Gedola? Okay, let's say he goes while it's still in the field and it's in bundles, and he takes from the bundles, he sees 10 bundles, he takes one of them. If he takes it before you were chayav in Truma Gedola, he doesn't have to give Truma Gedola because it was never chayav in Truma Gedola. It already went to the Levi. Only the owner's chayav to give Truma Gedola. But if it was already put in the pile, and then it was chayav in Truma Gedola, and then the Levi took his pile before Truma Gedola was taken, he has to separate Truma Gedola from what's in the pile. Okay? So now, Rapapa said to Abaye, Elameata, Afilu Higdimu Bekeri Nami Nipater. You might have thought that even if he takes it while it's in the pile, maybe he'll also be Pacha from Truma Gedola. And we're coming in the middle of a diyun here. Amarle, Alecha Amarkra. No, to teach you that he still has to give Truma is the Pasuk Mikol Matnotechem Tarimu. What does that say? From all the gifts you get to the Levi, you still have to take Truma. When do you have to do it? When it's in the carry, when it's already in the pile. So now they just question, this is a side thing. Okay, so already, what did we call it? Natechem Tarimu? To teach you that if the levy takes his maser before Truma Gedola was taken, but it was already in the pile, he has to take Truma. So now the Gemara says, Mara ita l'rabote takeri lo'tzia tashibolin. Why, if you take it from the bundles, is it going to be patur? He's going to be patur from Truma Gedola, but if he takes it from the pile, he's going to be chayav. Marbani atakeri sheyeshno bechalal digun. That's what's called digun. Digun is when you're chayav in the taking truma. It's when you kind of, I don't know how they translate digun. How they translate it in English? It's grain. What? Grained?
Category of grain.
Okay. That's what, it's not really called grain until you put it in the pile. That's the moment, basically, it's as I said before, where truma chiyuv kicks in. Because maser digan cha, right? It's the dagan when it's called dagan. Before that's not really called grain. Okay, when it's in the bundles, it's not considered grains. Next case. Hare almana lekohen gadol. An almana marries a kohen gadol, forbidden, right? Kohen gadol marries an almana, not allowed. Derachmana amar almana gusha lo yikach, it's a lo ta'aseh. Utnan, and it says in the Mishnah, kol makom sheyesh kiddushin, if you remember, okay, this is way back, but there's all sorts of forbidden marriages. Some we say kiddushim or tofsim, it actually is effective, and some we say kiddushim einam tofsim. It'd be interesting to see how that all relates to here, where Rav and Abaye is machloket. Are things effective? Are they not effective? There's actually a bit of a, you know, some yes, some no. So, and it really went by level of severity. This is just a low tase, so kiddushin or tofsim. Again, there was all sorts of machlokot, but the main is that if it's karet, then it's not tofes. If it's not karet, this is just a low tase, it's not karet, it's effective. So if there's kiddushin, v'yesh avera, but it's a forbidden marriage, havlad holech achar pagum. Any offspring born to their marriage is considered problematic. Okay, so in this case, what happens, right? The offspring of the kohen and the almana, the kohen gadol and an almana, are going to be, is going to be considered a halal. Right? That's what we call a halal. So here you see what? It's effective. This goes against Rava, who says it's not. The pasuk tells you explicitly, don't do this because you'll don't desecrate your children, your offspring. Obviously, then your offspring is going to be desecrated. This is proof that, you know, this is an exception to the rule. Ula baye, so according to Abaye, you wouldn't need the pasuk to tell you that; it'd be obvious. Neima kra lo yachel. If you wanted to just say that, it would have just said lo yachel. My lo yachalel. It's to teach you echad lo veechad la. It's to teach you both the offspring and the almana becomes pguma. Okay? She also has problematic status. Okay? She's called, and here there's a bit of a debate about what all the nafkaminas are for her. But here Rashi says, Levla ve'echad la, shehi atzma mitchalelet, three lines from the bottom in Rashi, v'naseit zona, she's considered a zona. What are the effects of this? Asura b'tchuma, if she's a bat kohen, she can't eat truma. Like if she gets divorced from him, I guess, then she can't eat truma from her family's house. In bat koheni. Okay, so Rashi basically says that's the nafkamina. Some people add all sorts of other nafkaminas as to her being a zonah. I'm trying to remember all of them. First of all, if she
Is that talking about the daughter, the child, or is that talking about
the wife. She herself becomes mitchalelet. Okay, so there's also other things like, so I assume what they mean is, let's say he dies, the Kohen Gadol, and she remarries. So first of all, she'll be a Zona, she can't marry a Kohen, right? She's only an Almana, so she could theoretically marry another Kohen. Let's say she's a double Almana now, okay? But she wouldn't be able to because she's now called a Zona. Or another Nafkamina, let's say she's a Bat Kohen, and she has a Bechor, and let's say she marries someone else, so she wouldn't be patur from pidyon b'chor. She basically loses status as a bat kohen. Okay? So, fine. There's a question as to why Rashi only mentioned that one, but anyway. So, now we have, it's a special limu, right? Again, Abaye says, lo yichalel, doesn't come to tell you, obviously the zera is going to be mechulal, but it comes to teach you, also, she is, becomes a chalala. Baharei higdish ba'alei mumim lemizbeach. Okay, our last case for today. By the way, I can't remember if I told you numbers, but there's 14 questions. Okay, we're going to do 11 today. This is the 11th. It says by someone who's makdish a baal mum, an animal that can't, it's blemished, can't go on the mizbeach, but what? It's 10th? Oh. So why do I have 11? Oh, I know why.
Because they call the first two.
They call the first two 1. So it's really 15, and we did 10. Okay, which are really 11 because the first one split into 2. Okay, thanks for correcting. Okay, so now, someone sanctifies a baal mum on the mizbeach. Can't do that, right? You can't bring a baal mum on the mizbeach. You say, I'm going to bring this as a korban. You can't do that. So is it effective or not? Let's see. Even though it's a lo tase, it's done. What does it mean it's done? Well, you can't sacrifice on the mizbeach, but what does it mean it's done? It's done means it's sanctified. Okay, so there you see, again, tiyuvta derava, right? Tiyuvta derava because it seems like it works. Amar lecharava, shanei hatam, again, there it's unique, da amar kra, ule neder lo yiratse. Okay, what is that? The iftri of the whole pasuk. It says v'shur v'seh sarua v'kalut. Okay, this is a baal mum. Nidavat ha'aseuto will be a voluntary offering, not offering as a sacrifice, but it will be given voluntarily to the Beit HaMikdash. Ulineder lo yiratzeh, but it can't be brought as a neder, meaning a fulfillment of a sacrifice. So what do they say here? Ulineder lo yiratzeh comes to teach you specifically read soyu de lo maratzeh. It can't be used as a sacrifice, but ha mikdash kadshe, but it is sanctified. Okay, it's like an in-between stage. And the pasuk teaches you that specifically, even though generally you would think it wouldn't be effective, because other things aren't effective according to Rava, this would be. Now we have to explain according to Abaye why l'nedro lo yiratzeh, and with this we'll finish for today. Ida lo amar rachmana ul'nedro lo yiratzeh, if it didn't say that, hava mina, what might I have thought? Ke'over mitzvah v'kasher. Maybe that you would think that you could even sacrifice it. In other words, if Abaye says things are effective, well, you took this baal mum, you said I'm bringing it as a korban. Once you commit to bringing it as a korban, maybe you have to bring it as a korban. Okay? And it's kasher at this point. In other words, yeah, you did something wrong, but you could still sacrifice it. Ka mashmalan. Therefore, it comes to teach you, no. L'neder lo yiratzeh. It's this in-between, right? The in-between goes in both ways. Right, Rava was trying to say it's in between, meaning it does get sanctity, even though you might have thought it didn't. Abaye is saying you might have thought it goes all the way to say you could even sacrifice it. L'neder lo yiratzeh is limiting, saying, oh no, it's true, it's sanctified. That would be obvious, but it's not sanctified ad kedei kach that you could actually put it on the mizbeach. Okay, continue tomorrow with a few more.